For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. You're in the doghouse. That's D-A-W-G. It says so in spray paint on the wall, right behind where the battered, bruised, and beaten heavy bags rest when no one's pummeling them. The real name, the formal name for this place, is the Rock Hill Boxing Club. It says so on a sign out by the front entrance to this otherwise unassuming city-owned storage building on Crawford Street. And as its colorful nickname implies, this is an old-school boxing gym, forged in cement and painted brick, and decorated with industrial vents, dangling duct-taped heavy bags, rows of well-heeled weight benches, and shelves of red, white, and black gloves. You will, you absolutely will, sweat in here, even with the heavy iron floor fans wailing and the cargo door open to the back of the building. And you'll need to navigate the crush of people in here sweating with you, because this is one of the most beloved community stalwarts in the city.
It's a family environment, man. I'm got close to all these people. Just like a big friendship, big brotherhood, man.
Ryan Wilson's been part of the Rock Hill Boxing Club for about 5 years. He's a three-time Gold Glove winner and would jump at the chance to go pro, but he needs to navigate life and work outside the gym right now. Holding on to that dream takes a few particular traits that, lucky for him, this place has instilled.
This place has taught me a lot of patience and discipline. 5 years ago, I was kind of wild, and I'm talking about like boxing, like wild, now I'm more calm. Teach you to kind of chill out when like obstacles come your way. Kind of like relax and think your way through everything.
One heavy bag over is Brandon Jackson, a 168-pound super middleweight who, no joke, looks like a 190-pound cruiserweight. Jackson left the gridiron of Rock Hill High in 2009 and immediately missed the rough and tumble of high-contact sports.
Man, that's what kept me at my peace. I needed something to kind of relate to it with a crew that's going to grind and work hard. And I stumbled down here.
That was about 4 years ago. And this boxing club pushed him right from day one.
But it's physical, man. It's physical. That's what really brought me down here, the toughness and the grind for it. If it's hard, I want to be a part of it. So.
In October, Jackson makes his pro debut at 29. He says this adopted family is the reason for keeping him focused on his professional goals.
We all pick each other up. We have our good days, we have our bad days, but at the end of the day, we're a family.
At the helm of the Rock Hill Boxing Club is Alonzo Lumpkin, a heavyweight Gold Glove champion who was once on track for the Olympics. Back in the early 90s, the gym's founder, Charlie Hammond, asked Lumpkin to join up when he was about 12 years old. A long trip across town on foot kept that from happening. But like Brandon Jackson, Lumpkin found his way back to the gym after football was over.
When I got out of high school, I began to box then. So I came back to the gym, wanted to find something to do, football was over with, and I found my way back to the gym and we kind of picked up right there.
Lumpkin took over as the director and head coach of the Rock Hill Boxing Club in 2014, and his vision for this club is a simple one. Create a place where everyone feels at home and everyone is treated with respect, not a place for egos and troublemakers.
One of the things that you would think you would see is some trouble going on or some fights or something or some, and it's not really the case. I think that the Boxing Club is respected, and we definitely give out, you know, tons of respect. So I think that is kind of works hand in hand.
That's not a line. The Rock Hill Boxing Club is a place for hard work and dedication. If you bring those in, you're bringing in respect for what this gym is. So you get respect in return. On any given weeknight, you'll see a dozen or two men, women, and kids at every level, from neophyte to top-tier pro, grooving their craft and encouraging each other to just keep working. Still, for all its high-caliber fighters on the cusp, the main clientele for the Rock Hill Boxing Club skews quite young.
Majority come in and are kids. The adults tend to hang out longer because they can. The kids come and go, but I still have more, especially when school's in, we have an influx of kids coming in, and having an after-school activity for them to do is crucial.
The kids may tend to come and go, but the ones who stay are something special. And some can take so swiftly to the sport that they become everything boxing offers in the way of promise and potential.
My name is Cameron Venable, K-A-M-R-O-N-V-E-N-A-B-L-E. I'm 10 years old.
Remember that name. A lot of people in this gym are certain they'll be hearing it for a long time. Then again, he's pretty sure they will too.
I told my dad before I wanted to make money off of this. I wanted to be a world champion one day. Dad pushing me really hard. He does. I like that.
His dad, Zachary, says he'll do it if he wants.
There ain't no give up in him. He's just all the way. He want to be number one in anything he do.
This isn't just fatherly boasting. Lumpkin sees it in Cameron, too.
I have a lot of kids that come in, and we try to help as many kids as we can. But his dedication to the sport makes him unique. He has a good, strong heart, good, strong will, and more importantly, his family is there to support and back him. So I think that, you know, if he stays on the right path, and that's hard to do. I know it's hard. It's not easy to do. But if he stays on that right path, I think that he will have a very bright future, not only in boxing, but just in anything that he tries to do.
At the other end of the spectrum is the world champion fighter under Alonzo Lumpkin's tutelage.
My name's Lisa, L-I-S-A, Noel, N-O-E-L, Garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D. Excuse me, I've been working. I'm an 8-time world champion.
I catch Garland in the middle of a run out back while Lumpkin works with a young man on the focus mitts. At 41 and steeped in the cool resolve that top-shelf boxers wear on their faces, Garland is easily the most accomplished fighter at the Rock Hill Boxing Club. Like Lumpkin, she's a graduate of Winthrop University and a trainer of boxing and fitness. She just doesn't do it here.
I come here to work on my boxing. When I come here, I have my mentor, my peers, and my team, and I can worry about myself.
In late September, Garland steps back into the ring in Charlotte. It'll be her first pro fight in a year and a half and her first in the city. The crew from Rock Hill Boxing Club is planning to take a road trip to go see her. Garland says she asked Lumpkin to train her for 3 years before he decided to step into her corner. But she wanted him there because, she says, he's the best around.
It's his devotion to as a coach, and his boxing IQ is, you know, it's impeccable. He's probably one of the best, and probably the best in the Carolinas.
You'd be hard-pressed to find dissent from that opinion inside this gym, which itself has hosted top-level amateur events, including its first Olympic-sanctioned regional tournament for 11 to 16-year-olds this past May. All that said, though, it shouldn't be taken that the Rock Hill Boxing Club is a place only designed for people on the pro track. A lot of people just want to work out here because the energy of this gym is so motivating, David Darby being one of them.
I'm 45 years old, so I'm just in here just getting shaped. Young guys keep me young. And so I'm just here to work out, get a good workout in, man.
On the other side of this for Darby is what this gym does for the community it serves, a largely African-American community in one of Rock Hill's poorer neighborhoods. He says this is an ideal place for kids who need some structure in their lives.
A lot of kids want to come here because of the good, positive role models here, and everybody, you know, you see a kid who's doing something wrong, everybody work together and get him right.
Darby embraces that sense of community, which he says helps level out the self-esteem kids bring in, both high and low.
A lot of them come in and think they can fight, thinking they can bully everybody. They get a wake-up call, you know, and then the ones that we have, you know, they're real timid and shy. We bring a lot out of them.
For Alonzo Lumpkin, boxing offers the perfect vehicle for shaping young egos in positive, disciplined ways.
Boxing is the equalizer. And when I say the equalizer, I mean boxing is that sport that helps ground individuals. Some individuals have low self-esteem. And through the sport of boxing, it kind of picks that esteem up. And then you got some individuals that have, you know, maybe they're very confident, maybe a little too cocky, and then boxing kind of levels them out.
He says discipline is a core component to making a better community environment.
That's where it is. You know, I think that our community is one of the things that we're missing is discipline. If you have the discipline, you know, you can conquer mountains.
Chris Carrazza learned that lesson for himself 4 years ago when he first stepped into this club as an undisciplined, angry kid.
Man, where do I start, man? I was a young kid, aggressive, man. You know, I had anger problems and stuff, you know. I always had to prove something, you know. But this place gave me something to kind of work towards, you know.
At 20, Carrazza is working towards two things, actually. To be a pro boxer and to get his business degree in college, because he knows there's a lot of life left over after a boxing career. Boundlessly energetic and sincerely likable from the start, Carraza says he's a much improved and much humbled version of the kid who walked in here at 16.
Man, I remember the first time I came here, I've been in fights, I'm gonna be okay. I was getting beat so bad that the guy was beating me, had me on the ropes like, hey man, keep them hands up, hitting me the whole time. And I was like, what is he talking about, man? I'm just trying to breathe. Nothing will humble you faster than boxing, man. Nothing.
Agreed. In the doghouse, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.